The first trade policy review of Samoa has provided us an excellent opportunity to deepen our understanding of Samoa's economic and trade policies since its accession to the WTO in 2012. More than 70 written questions were submitted by members, and 19 delegations took the floor, and these reflect members' great interest in Samoa's trade and investment policies. My sincere thanks go to the Samoan delegation, led by the Honorable Lautafi Fio Selafi Purcell, Minister of Commerce, Industry, and Labor, for their active participation in this exercise. I would also like to thank His Excellency Dr. David Walker, Ambassador of New Zealand, for his insightful remarks as discussant. Members have praised Samoa for the overall good performance of the economy, with an annual GDP growth rate of close to 2% in the period 2012 to 2018. The economy proved resilient in the face of the devastation caused by cyclones Evan in 2012 and Gita in 2018, as well as the closure of the country's largest manufacturing plant in 2017. Members recognize that Samoa faces major challenges in achieving higher economic growth and attracting more investment owing to its remoteness and small domestic market and vulnerability to natural disasters. Members did commend Samoa on its commitment to engage in an open, non-discriminatory, and transparent multilateral trading system. They invited it to further enhance its participation in the WTO by fulfilling outstanding notification obligations in areas such as agriculture, customs valuation, SPS, and TBT measures. It was noted that Samoa was the first Pacific Island WTO member to ratify the WTO Trade Facilitation Agreement in 2016. Members welcomed Samoa's active participation in the WTO negotiations on fishery subsidies and its sponsorship of the MC-11 Ministerial Statement on Fossil Fuel Subsidies Reform and of the Joint Declaration on Trade and Women's Economic Empowerment. Members congratulated Samoa on the reforms undertaken since its accession in areas such as customs legislation and clearance procedures, taxation, SPS legislation, and competition policy. They also welcomed the reforms aimed at strengthening its IP regime and joining certain WIPO treaties, while recognizing Samoa's recent accession to the International Registration of Marks Protocol of the Madrid Agreement. And the Samoan delegation also noted that ongoing structural reforms focus on, among others, improving the business environment, financial inclusion, and enhancing the governance and performance of state-owned enterprises. Members noted that Samoa is a party to the Pacific Island Countries Trade Agreement, otherwise known as PICTA, and benefits from preferences granted by Australia and New Zealand under SPARTICA. In responses to questions, Samoa informed members that it is in the process of finalizing its ratification of PACER Plus between the Forum Island countries and Australia and New Zealand. And we did hear today from Minister Purcell that ratification is due in June of this year. Members noted that the average applied MFN tariff rate of 11.5% in 2018 is virtually unchanged since Samoa's accession in 2012. However, some members invited Samoa to reduce the tariff peaks in its customs tariff. The Samoan delegation announced that HS 2017 nomenclature would be introduced this year. Several members also noted with concern that the applied tariff rates on certain products appear, and I repeat, they appear, to exceed Samoa's tariff bindings and encourage it to bring these tariff lines into compliance with its scheduled WTO commitments. Some members sought clarification regarding the implementation of the planned 20% excise tax on food items with a high fat, sugar, or salt content. In their oral interventions and written questions, members sought clarification from Samoa on a number of issues, including the SPS import list maintained by the Samoa Quarantine Services, its intention to join the agreement on government procurement as an observer, price control policy, FDI restrictions maintained on fishing, regulatory challenges regarding money transfer operators, and the regulatory regime for offshore financial service providers. Members also showed interest in Samoa's fisheries policies and efforts to diversify the export base, the economic benefits of the new submarine cables, and progress in the economic empowerment of Samoan women. In conclusion, members encouraged Samoa to maintain its generally open trade and investment policies and supported efforts to continually improve its business environment. Samoa was reminded that a WTO-consistent trade and investment regime should help it achieve its own development goals. The need for technical assistance to enhance Samoa's institutional capacity was widely recognized. Members welcomed that this first trade policy review of Samoa provided an opportunity to assess progress to date and identify areas of further work and reform. I hope that the Samoan delegation will further reflect on the issues raised and on the many constructive comments that it received during this review. In closing, I would like to thank the Samoan delegation, the discussant, and all delegations that participated. This trade policy review will be successfully concluded within a month once Samoa has responded to any outstanding questions. Before closing this meeting, I would like to note that today is a very important day for the TPRM. 30 years ago, on this very day, 12 April 1989, the GATT contracting parties established this trade policy review mechanism. And Dr. Walker has kindly reminded us of this very special event. And so this also, I would like also to share that the trade policy review body and the secretariat is preparing an anniversary celebration for this marking of this milestone of 30 years with a possible workshop in November that will help review and evaluate the trade policy review mechanism. With that, I am happy to end our meeting today, and I do look forward to seeing delegations at our next meeting, May 8, when the trade policy review body will be reviewing the trade policies of Papua New Guinea. The meeting is adjourned.